Blog Talk Radio.
YouTube is up too.
Good evening, everybody out there. Now, we're going to have to do a sound check real quick. Can you hear me, Brother Dan?
Yes, I hear you fine.
All right, that's interesting. Welcome, everybody. It's good to have you with us here tonight. You know, Saturday night is usually question and answer, but I don't see any questions. So if I don't ever see questions, then I just resort to having a lot of answers. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So if you, you know, we always want to have answers. Answers are your answer. You, when you think about Jesus saying, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, that means we've found that God is our answer. We've found that his word is the answer. And we're going to come back to that word for the answer in the middle of these end times, no matter what. We are going to come back to the word for the answer from now until Jesus comes back.
Amen.
And we're going to look at everybody we know and tell them Jesus is the answer. We're going to look ourselves in the face and say, Jesus is the answer for the world today. And so tonight, I had just simply forgotten that Dr. Barkley had set up a men's meeting for today with a man named John George. And I was listening to this when I was out driving this morning. This is just an absolutely wonderful message. It was for men, but it's actually for everybody. It was a meeting called for men, and there was men in the building, and a couple times you can hear a pastor in the background say, now this is a men's meeting. And so, you know, hold on to your hat, man, ladies, and if you think it's a little too much, but really, it's probably just barely enough of what really needs to happen. And so for those of you that are with us tonight, how to deal with a bully. He tells an amazing story in here about how to deal with a bully, and that's all we are really dealing with in the end times is just a bully.
Yeah, amen.
That's all it is. That's all it is, this whole go broke because you went woke. That's just our way of dealing with a bully. If you and I will confront this bully of wokeness with a good punch, it's going to run and flee, just like they've done with Bud Light. And I think it's what we need to do with every other corporation that says we're going woke, and they just need to go broke. And the American people say, well, we won't spend our money with you.
Amen.
And take our money and immediately give it to somebody that's going to do right.
Amen.
And we can change the face of it all the way to China and Russia. We can change the face of it. Why? Well, that's what you're going to do? We're not going to do it. We're not going with you. You can just go broke. Billion-dollar corporations are going to fall flat on their face.
Yeah, they are. They are.
And that's a good thing.
Yep.
And they should. Hershey's, Bud Light, Disney, let's watch them all.
Yep.
Let's watch them all fall right in their face.
Yeah.
But what I literally saw an interview with Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk. Elon Musk is running Twitter with 20%, if I understood it right, with 20% of the workforce of what they used to have. It means he laid off 80%. And you know what he said? If you're not trying to shut everybody's mouth up, and be a political agenda and use your business as a political agenda arm of a political party, you don't need all those people.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very severe, very severe statement by a very, very rich. I think they say he's worth $170 billion. That's
wow.
A lot of money.
It's a lot.
God
of
help
money.
Me put it into the kingdom and help.
Amen. Amen.
Anyways, yeah. You gotta get started. When we get finished tonight, you'll probably be seeing me in the semi. I don't know. I might still be here, but you're gonna enjoy this. Seriously, you're gonna enjoy it. And this man, I don't know a lot about this man, but evidently him and Dr. Barclay go way back. And any of you who remember, what's that?
We can't see you.
I'm on. I see me.
On YouTube.
Oh, well, you have to put it on the other because I have to mute my mic here. And that mic's the one being seen. So just put it on the panoramic here, whatever they call it.
Gallery.
Gallery, yeah. So here we go. This is John George. I think this is Willie George's brother, Barnacle Bill, and the Christian Western show that was on TBN and those way back. Anyways, here we go. Willie George, John George in a men's meeting, how to deal with a bully. Amen. Come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
My seed shall be blessed. Come on. Right. Absolutely. Amen. The Lord. Come on.
Amen. And one.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
There it is. I don't know. You all know what
yeah, come on. Come on. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jack, come on, dude. Matter, no matter.
Amen.
You know, if there's ever been a time that we need the voice of someone that is as strong as Dr. Barkley.
Let's unmute you and I'll mute me.
It won't work for Blog Talk Radio, though. Did you already turn the speaker off?
Yeah.
All right, well, Brother Dan or somebody, make, come on and say if you can hear me talking.
Yeah, you sound good.
All right, that's cool. If there's ever been a time that we need a leader like Dr. Barkley, it is now. If there's ever been a time when we needed somebody to say, pull your pants up, tie your shoes, put a belt on, we don't want to see your butt crack, or your underwear. It's now. And I look at my life and say, thank you, Jesus. I have had that man as my pastor for 30 years. That's amazing. And, you know, you might say, well, are you afraid you'd be a wimp or something, Pastor? No, I would have never been a wimp. I'd have been confused by religion. Severe. And not had any of this great courage that I have to do what I did. This is a very interesting, you know, I remember when I first began to hear Dr. Barkley speak, man, I got to get focused there. When I first began to go to church there, and even, especially in SMGI, he used it often. If it were possible, even the very elect would go astray.
Yeah.
Well, I used to think, I wonder how could that be? How could somebody so solid in church, how could they go astray? But it's not hard to see anymore. We're watching people spin out and go straight up stupid.
Yeah.
Not even partial stupid, just straight up stupid. Thank God for a mighty man of God to lead us.
Amen. And
the reality is, if you don't like strength, what are you going to do? Weakness is not going to make it in the end time. Mm-hmm. You'll give in. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You can't compromise. Well, Pastor, what if they kill us? Well, they probably will kill some of them. I was watching Rodney Howard Brown. You know what he said? I'm going to build a gallows right outside here. So if they want to come and get me and hang me, they don't have far to go.
Or he can hang them.
It was a pretty interesting statement. But why? Because Rodney Howard Brown is on the edge. He's on the edge. And that's where you and I got to be. And, you know, certainly he was preaching a message to men today. But that was more than a message to men. That's a message to all of us. That's a message to you women, you grandmas, you great-grandmas. Don't be teaching your little boys to be pansies. Don't make them weak. Don't treat them like they're little sissies. Don't do it. And don't let them become that way. You got to look them in the eye and say, you're a man. Grow up. Pull your pants up. Tighten your belt. Stop acting that way. Stomp when you walk. Quit wiggling. That's what women do. It's serious. I was at the truck stop the other day up here. I won't say it in case somebody's listening and be offended. And, of course, most of the young people you meet here who are natives here, they all grew up on a farm and a ranch. You know, they're tough people. I've told Sister Leanne, when I was in school in Kentucky, we had a young lady in our class who was from North Dakota. Lori Van Meter. She was typical North Dakotan. She was about 5'10". She was tall, tall, skinny. But she had her pilot's license to fly the family airplane when she was 12 years old. Now, I don't know if you've looked lately what a 12-year-old looks like, but she was 12 years old, and I'm like, where did you fly? She goes, well, we flew in whatever city, buy supplies. And when it was her turn, at 12 years old, she would get in the family airplane and fly it to town and buy groceries and fly home. There's a little bit of difference between that and 12-year-olds today.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And so there's a group of young boys. High schoolers, obviously, you know, it was right about noontime, and they were all showing up at the truck stop because truck stop got good food. And so, you know, they came from school and had their lunch there. And there was just one of them. Every action he had was feminine. The way he held his phone, the way he talked with his hands, the way he walked as he walked, it was like, how is this even working? But you and I have got to teach our sons and grandsons, you are a man. Quit acting effeminate. I don't even know where it is, but there's a verse of scripture that says, if you act effeminate as a man, you're going to find your place in the lake of fire. How do I not do that, Pastor? Stomp when you walk. Right? Get a little rough in your voice. We're trying to be so soft. And Jesus, Lord have mercy. You get the 18-year-old boys of today. I'm off. I've gone to meddling now. And the 18-year-old boys that went and saved the world from communism? They are two radically different group of people.
Yeah.
And thank God for our grandfathers and our fathers.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Dan saying, especially for single moms, they've got to make sure they're
Yeah, especially if you're a single mom. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not.
It's just important.
If you have a stable husband and a stable wife and a stable home and you no divorce and you have a perfect American family, you're still going to be challenged to look them kids in the face and say, you are a girl and you are a boy. You wear lace and you wear leather. That's just how it is. Men shouldn't have on lacy, frilly underwear. No. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I have a feeling that it's not just the choir I'm preaching to. I've been noticing we've been having 20 to 25 people viewing our YouTube every day. And so I challenge you, especially your grandchildren, take them out in the woods, your grandson, build a campfire, teach them how to chop a tree down, give them a little pocket knife and teach them how to whittle on a piece of wood, make a little arrow.
Change their oil and their tires.
How do you change your oil on your tires? It's not called AAA. AAA, what do you call it? Yeah, AAA.
Yeah.
Anyways, now I've spoken up 10 minutes of my communion time. I'm going to be out driving yet tonight, and then I get my time off. But thank you for being men and women of God. Don't put up with this woke. Can you imagine? Listen to this now. This isn't the radical Spirit-filled men of God that just put Bud Light on their tail. This is the beer-drinking group. They don't even claim to be Christians. They just crushed woke Bud Light. Well, let's crush woke Disney. Let's crush woke Hershey. Let's crush...
Amen.
The NFL said, oh, we ain't going that way. Why? They see the crushing coming.
McDonald's, too.
Let's crush them. Tell every man everywhere, quit using your American dollar to pay for that woke. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to go stand at the Capitol. You don't have to shake a sign. You don't have to do nothing. Just quit paying for it with your money. And if we do it, guess what? They don't have nothing else to do except say, whoops, we made a mistake. You made a mistake. You might think this is wrong. I don't care. Who are we listening to preaching about the Little Mermaid? Are you listening to it with me? You ever see the movie, The Little Mermaid? The wicked witch underneath the water. You know what she took away from the Little Mermaid? Her voice.
I know.
You, when as a pastor, I say get rid of Disney out of your home. Sign of the cross. But how much more magic are you going to teach your children and say, oh yeah, God's real, but go watch this magic. Watch them put sorcerers and witchcraft in front of your children. No. Crush it. Spend your dollars right. Sell us that theme park because nobody will be in it. And then we can make it a real one.
Amen.
We can turn the wicked into righteousness.
Yes.
Like Nancy Alcorn, where the lady over there in England gave her the most famous brothel in England. The people gave it to Nancy Alcorn to build a woman's shelter.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen. Get your Bible out. Let's take communion. You can't just end like that, Pastor. Well, I know. If there's ever been a time you and I lived in Genesis chapter 1, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, and take dominion, it better be now. And it better be a whole lot more often than where you've been there lately. Because think about this. I got to say this. And I'll probably preach about this tomorrow. So come back tomorrow if you want to hear this message. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me, and I know them. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. But it doesn't say, I'll crush the voice of a stranger, and it won't be there. The voice of the stranger is going to be there right next to the voice of the Good Shepherd. You and I will not follow the voice of the stranger because we've made a decision on the inside of us to follow the voice of the Good Shepherd.
Amen.
You don't ever, you're not going to get the voice of the Good Shepherd listening to religiosity preaching. You're only going to know the voice of the Good Shepherd if you get this book out and find out what the Good Shepherd is saying, and you make all of your thoughts, put this stupid piece of stuff away, and make your thoughts match what's in this book. And nobody can do it for you. I can't anoint you with oil. I can't lay hands on your head. I can't curse the devil for you. I cannot disciple you where you have to disciple yourself. You're not allowed. I would love it if Dr. Barclay could just dunk me in a barrel of oil and then Shazam, magic. I just have all the wisdom in the world. No, you get all the wisdom in the world because you submit yourself to this book and you turn off all that garbage that doesn't have anything to do with wisdom at all. Wait a minute. I'm speaking to you right now from 25 years of experience in being a pastor and watching people and how they led their children. And then they stand there with a dumbfounded look on their face when their children go off and do something different than the church. And it's like Dr. Barclay tells the story all the time. And the guy comes, I just don't know what happened to my son. He said, well, I do. He said, when it came time for church, you were taking him to play soccer and football. And you showed him to go to church on Sunday morning, but none of the rest of the time was important. And the youth group wasn't important, and the work parties weren't important. And what was the study that man just showed us? That the children of the church who stayed in the church were those who got themselves busy doing something in the church together as a family. And I don't know whether that young man's even back in church yet. I know the family he's talking about. Good people. They're good people. I mean, if you remember in the 90s and the early 2000s, my goodness, if you said don't take your kids to basketball or football or soccer, you was a radical heretic.
Yeah.
But who's the leaders in this mess today? It's the kids that were at that time right there. What? God, church, and the Bible was not important to him. And this is what I say. If you are, nobody raise your hand and don't anybody turn your mic on and come say something. Because we'll know it's you. But if you are somebody who did not do right there, every single day, you better be praying Job 33, 14 through 18 over your children. You better be praying Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. God show them an infallible proof. You better be praying Jeremiah. John chapter 4 that says, send a laborer across their path that will listen to, they will listen to.
Jeremiah 24:7.
What's that?
Give them a heart to know you. Bring them back.
Give them a heart to know you. Because if you didn't lead them right, there's only one way for them to come back, and that is now. too much prayer and fasting, you better get your stuff in. You better get your stuff together. Quit teaching them magic. Quit teaching them all this garbage. Don't teach them to be in their brain. I don't know Tony Robbins, but his teaching is not filled with God. His teaching is filled with brain power and your ability to think your way out of everything. Your brain is only as good as what you put in it. Where does wisdom come from? God. Listen to Dale Carnegie, Rockefeller, listen to Tony Robbins. And what you realize is all of it is coming out of the Word of God, but it's got a twist of a man or twist of humanism or twist of Satanism or twist of magic or Eastern religion. I'm gone to preaching and I'm trying to do communion. Will you just turn my mic and my camera off and do communion? Hallelujah. I haven't sat here and preached enough lately. That's what
I know it is.
And everybody on inner life, and Pastor, we're with you. We believe this. And I know you do. I know you do. I know that this video is going out to people that's besides this group of people that we are. Do not play around. Matter of fact, will you add those verses? I'm going to start communion. The Job 33 verses, and then the one you said, Jeremiah?
Job 33.
14 through 18. 14 through 18. Acts 1, 1 through 3. Then John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verses 31, John chapter 4, verses 34 through 38. John 4, 34 through 38.
38. Make a confession out of these verses,
yep.
A prayer confession.
Yep. Put them together.
To say daily.
Then we'll see if we can make one, but don't wait for us. Don't wait for us. We do our best to get information in your hand, but those four sets of verses right there are what you got to be praying for your family that doesn't know God to come to God. And God will help you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, verse 31. Let's receive communion. Father, in Jesus' name, bless this word that we have heard from this great man of God. I wish I didn't have these stories and examples in my mind of people who would not train their children, right? I wish I didn't know that, Jesus. But you've given me firsthand experience to cause me to be different with my own family and to teach and train people how to be different, how to be different. Help us. Help us reach this generation with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, here we go. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it. He blessed it. And he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, is offered. As you drink it in remembrance of me. 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. His redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, this is the process. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Book 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been amongst us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of trouble. Why? Because as he is, Jesus, right now, so are we in this world. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Trauma and torment go now. If you have it in your life, tell it to leave your life now. Say, trauma, go. That's what you have to say. Don't just wait for me to say it. You use your own words and say it. And then it has to go. Because there is no fear in God's perfect love.
Amen.
Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation. And let's pray the prayer dedicating our elements. And let me see if I can just pop this up here real quick. Should be able to. I'm getting this every time. I'm going to be ready early every time.
Amen.
Here we go. Pray this prayer of salvation with me. Thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day.
Reach out your hands and say,
I receive you, Jesus, into my life.
I receive
all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. It's real simple. Read what kind of page. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Now, you might say, Pastor, why is that? I heard somebody say it while we were praying. Why does that say Holy Spirit and fire? What's fire mean? Am I going to, like, walk through the fire? No, that's what some Eastern religions want you to do, be able to walk in fire. No, Jesus is talking about the fire of the Holy Spirit. What's it going to do? It's going to set you on fire. It's going to make you alive. Going to burn out the dross. Those are the exact words of Jesus. That's why we say it. They're the exact words of Jesus. So you and I have got to be able to look at it and say, well, since that's what Jesus said, I want it. If it passes, what if I don't want what Jesus said? Then you don't want heaven. You don't want eternity with the Father. Man, Brother David called me this morning and was talking about where your thirst dies not.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Anyways, you've made it into the kingdom. Now, we're going to teach you how to get to where you are, need to be in the kingdom. And the church for years has said, all you got to do is just be born again. No, you got to get born again. That's how you get in the kingdom. And once you get here, now your responsibility is to become like Christ. And that means get your Bible. I recommend the Thompson Chain Reference Bible because it has the ability to help you see so many verses of Scripture right on the same page even. And help you understand the Word of God. When you stand before Jesus, Charles Stanley just went to heaven, 90 years old, mighty man of God, mighty man of God. Everybody that followed Charles Stanley, when they get to heaven, Jesus is going to say, how did Charles Stanley teach it? He's going to say, did you know my word? Charles Stanley will have to give an account how he taught the people that were following.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus don't care what Charles Stanley says. He was very serious about helping him when he was on this earth reach the world. But when you stand before Jesus, we got to give an account of this book. So let someone like Brother Charles Stanley or me show you the kingdom and then open it up and see for yourself what it says. My goodness. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell on any of our platforms, on every one of them, so every time we're live, you can come and be with us. Set it up in your email to give you a notification, because then you don't have to go see it every time it comes in, but when you're ready to go see it, it'll just be in your email. You'll have Monday's lesson, Tuesday's lessons, Wednesday lesson, and as long as you don't delete that email, you will always be able to find, with the link, all the messages. It's pretty simple. Well, I don't like having that many messages in my email. I got 250,000 messages in my Gmail. It's big enough that you can handle it. Who do you...
Going back and finding something.
Who are you talking about? I just got connected to a lot of different email lists, and people send me emails all the time. Said, what? I want it there. Politics, business, corporations, finance, stock market, ministries, and I don't ever delete it. And all you got to do is put that name and that person in there, and bam, all of them will show up. And if your email don't do that, get a real one. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
My email address is there, so you can email me. I'll email you back. And I will email you back an answer that comes from the Word of God. Hold your elements up. And pray this. And is it still on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Jesus,
as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today.
This
bread representing your broken body. And this juice representing your blood poured out for me.
I do this in remembrance
of you and all you did for me.
Pray this out loud. Jesus,
you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer,
I receive the bread, your body broken now,
in Jesus' name, amen.
Let's receive his bread. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, the fruit of the vine. Jacob, pray this with me.
And now
I bless this fruit of the vine
in obedience to your word. In remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption, Christ, and righteousness for me.
By your blood,
Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By your blood,
Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission. In my life, I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus.
All things have passed away,
and all things are made new.
By
the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help. For my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth, by your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Let's receive the fruit of the vine. And now, thank you, Lord, for your blood that has been shed in our lives. We thank you.
Amen.
We usually sing a song right here, but I have preached away my time. So,
yeah, you have.
If you will, Sister Phyllis, let's read our closing verses. Read Ephesians chapter 3. Let's read Ephesians chapter 3.
Okay. I know it's right here. All right, and that would be 14 through whatever. Okay.
21, yeah.
I know this is Ephesians. Oh, I had chapter 5. No wonder I was having trouble finding it. Okay. Yeah, I know the difference between 4 and 5. Yeah, all right. Okay, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church, to Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And amen.
And amen and amen. And we usually stand around and talk, but we can't. Gotta go. So this is what we say. Come and see us tomorrow. Got a good message?
Good.
And remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And
God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Good night.
Have a great night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, Mary.
Jesus. Oh, really? Got to see the revelation of this.